This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Opposition parties obstruct House of Representatives meeting demanding Home Minister's resignation. Call for high-level probe commission to investigate visit visa scandal. Kami Rita Sherpa, known as Everest Man, scales Mount Everest for the 31st time, breaking his own record. Jeep accident in Bajra kills 3 people, including employee of Radio Nepal's Kala Jagra relay station. And Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, kicks off summits with China and Gulf states amid U.S. tariff threat. Now the news in detail. The opposition parties in the House of Representatives obstructed today's House meeting demanding Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak's resignation after the Speaker Devraj Khemire commenced today's session of the House of Representatives. All opposition party MPs stood up to express their protest. After that, the Speaker gave speaking time to the Member of Parliament Barsaman Poon from the CPN Mawi Centre. Parliamentarians from the CPN Mawi Centre, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, among others, called for Home Minister's resignation and formation of a high-level probe commission to investigate the visit visa scandal. The meeting then was postponed by issuing notice twice. House of Representatives Speaker Devraj Khemire has been making efforts to force a consensus between ruling parties and opposition parties in order to remove the House obstruction. With this, the schedule of Finance Minister Paul to present the economic survey in Parliament today was also affected. The next meeting of the House of Representatives has been slated for tomorrow at 11 a.m. Issuing a notice today, Federal Parliament Secretary General Padma Prasad Pandey informed about the postponement of lower house today's meeting owing to a special reason. Earlier today, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel had briefed President Ramchandra Paudel about the budget for the fiscal year 2025-26. As per the constitutional provision, the government is presenting the budget in the Federal Parliament on the 29th of May. According to the President's personal secretariat, Finance Minister Paudel reached the President's office in Sitalniwas today and briefed the head of the state regarding the same budget. The world record holder climber Kami Rita Sherpa has successfully scaled the Mount Everest for the 31st time, breaking the record he set last year. The 55-year-old Sherpa of Thame in Solukhumbu broke his own record after reaching the top of the world's tallest peak at 4 a.m. today. Last year, he set a record by scaling Mount Everest for the 29th and 30th time. As per the Department of Tourism, the climbing season to scale the Mount Everest has concluded from today. Around 500 people scaled Mount Everest this spring season. 3 people have died and 2 others have been seriously injured after a jeep plunged about 80 meters off the road in Jagannath Rural Municipality 2 in Bajra district. According to the district police office in Bajra, 28-year-old Rabindra Dhami from Badi Malika Municipality in Bajra, an employee of Radio Nepal's Kala Jagra relay station, was among those who died in the accident. Other deceased have been identified as 55-year-old Lok Bahadur Kharka, a resident of Dhangari sub-metropolitan city, an employee at Nepal Telecom in Bajra, 57-year-old Jeep driver Karan Mohatara, a resident of Krishnapur municipality in Kanchanpur. The injured are currently undergoing treatment at Kolti Basic Hospital. The Ministry of Health and Population has started preparation for necessary preparedness for the prevention and control of pandemic during the season of monsoon. During the meeting with health officers involved in disaster response and pandemic control today, Health Minister Paudel directed them for preparedness by identifying the problems on time. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel held a preparation meeting which took 6 decisions regarding response and prevention in view of possibility of different types of infection, diseases and pandemic in the rainy season. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey asserted that conservation of mountains is the common responsibility of everyone, inaugurating the first ever International Everest Summit 2025 today. Minister Pandey emphasized the need to conserve the mountains and mountain cultures for future generation. On the occasion, he extended special honor to the Sherpa communities, guides, rescue team and everyone who have been tirelessly serving in the Himalayan region, acknowledging their devotion in making mountain travel safer, more nature conscious and more meaningful. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The National Vigilance Center has submitted its annual report for fiscal year 2023-24 to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Center Secretary Sarozu Kumar Baidya presented the report to the Prime Minister at a program organized at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli directed the National Vigilance Center to carry out its works in an effective manner as the present government has been formed with the mission of accomplishing good governance and development. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Southeast Asian leaders are holding their first ever summit with China and the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, as they seek to insulate their trade-dependent economies from the effects of steep tariffs from the United States. According to Al Jazeera, the meeting in the Malaysian capital Kuala Lumpur took place on Tuesday on the second day of the annual summit of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. The meeting followed separate talks between leaders of ASEAN and the GCC. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, opening the ASEAN-GCC summit, said stronger ties between the two blocs would be key to enhancing collaboration, building resilience and securing sustainable prosperity. At a press conference on Tuesday, Anwar added that Southeast Asian leaders reached an understanding that any bilateral agreements they may strike with the US on trade tariffs would not harm each other's economies. A controversial new aid distribution group backed by the US and Israel has begun working in Gaza, the BBC says. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation said lorry loads of foods had been delivered to secure sites and that it had begun distribution to the people. It did not say where or how much aid had been handed out. The group, which uses armed American security contractors, aims to bypass the UN as the main supplier of aid to the 2.1 million Palestinians in Gaza, where experts are warning of a looming famine after an Israeli blockade that lasted 11 weeks. The UN and many aid groups have refused to cooperate with Gaza Humanitarian Foundation's plans, which they say contradict humanitarian principles and appear to weaponize aid. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Opposition parties obstruct House of Representatives meeting demanding Home Minister's resignation, call for high-level probe commission to investigate visit visa scandal. Kami Rita Sherpa, known as Everest Man, scales Mount Everest for the 31st time, breaking his own record. Jeep accident in Bajra kills 3 people, including employee of Radio Nepal's Kala Jagra relay station. And Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, kicks off summits with China and Gulf states amid U.S. tariff threat. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.